What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat, here for week five of the NFL season. It's Thursday evening. Pat's Twins just went down 0-2.
Yeah, sore subject with me right now.
I'm not going to feel bad for you because the Orioles haven't made the playoffs since I was in second grade. So.
Yeah, I got to be happy with their continued success, but the Yankees just got our number. So.
Yeah. All right, well, last week on the picks, I did awful again. As usual, at 6-8, Pat was 8-6. Continues to pull ahead of me. You're ahead by something like 7 games through 4 weeks, so that's not looking good for me.
A commanding lead, yeah. So, yes.
All right, well, let's get right into it. The bye weeks for this week, we got the Dolphins, Patriots, Steelers, and Seahawks on bye. Actually, a lot of not great games this week. It's kind of disappointing compared to what we've had in the past.
Yeah, seems like a little bit step down from, like you said, what we've been seeing lately. So
I'm sure it'll pick up, though. But first game for this week, Tampa Bay at Cincinnati.
I will pick the Bengals here. Just a lot more talent, I think, probably both sides of the ball. I don't know a lot about these teams, but Carson Palmer, even in a loss, and it was against Cleveland, which is bad, he actually looked pretty good. So if he could find that old, you know, channel that old Carson Palmer, you know, got some danger out there for them with the receivers they got.
Yeah, well, T.O., you know, I need to start a support group for people who got hosed in their fantasy leagues by T.O. last week.
Yeah, what did he have, 200 and some?
220 and a touchdown.
Yeah,
it's like 28 points, and then Randy Moss went and got me zero.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I'm going to pick Cincinnati, too. Tampa Bay's 2-2, but they only beat Cleveland and Carolina. So.
Yeah, a little deceiving there.
Definitely. All right, Atlanta at Cleveland.
I'll take the Falcons here. They got a top 10 passing and rushing offense, and that 1-2 punch that they're working with Michael Turner and Jason Snelling is pretty effective so far. So I'm going to go with them over, and it's Cleveland. So.
Yeah, it is Cleveland. Cleveland won last week, obviously, and that's probably, you know, enough games for them for this year to win.
Yep,
like,
yeah,
they're probably content at this point to just mail it in the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's their Super Bowl.
So I'm going to go with Atlanta, too. I'm actually not a huge believer in Atlanta yet. I just think, you know, they barely beat... They should have lost, actually, last week to, you know, to the 49ers, so...
Yeah.
I definitely like them over Cleveland. New York Giants at Houston.
Could be a good game. I don't know. I'm picking Houston. Giants give up a lot of rushing yards. Texans give up a lot of passing yards. But I think overall Houston's looked better than the Giants have. So,
yeah, I'm going to go with Houston, too. They actually won last week without, you know, wide receiver Andre Johnson. So I think that's actually kind of a big step for them against, I think, Oakland. That running back Arian Foster, he's on pace for over 2,700 total yards, even though he missed most of the first half last week for missing a team meeting. So I definitely like them moving forward, and the Giants are just—they just seem like, you know, one of those inconsistent mess of a team. So.
Yeah, I haven't been impressed by the little I've seen of them so far.
Nope. All right, next up, this is a pretty interesting one. Surprisingly, Kansas City at Indianapolis.
Yeah, who'd have thought that this would be an interesting one? I think it'll be Indy. I don't see Indianapolis losing two games in a row to kind of subpar teams. Indy has no running game, but do you really need one when you got Peyton Manning back there, I guess, is the question. So,
yeah, I'm gonna agree with you here. Kansas City, you know, the last remaining undefeated team, but I'm not sure that I buy it. And this will be a big test for them to, you know, prove that they're legit. I think in our power rankings, they're something like 10th, despite being, you know, 3-0. So I think if they win this one, they'll, you know, make a big jump as far as the reputation goes around the league.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Green Bay at Washington.
I'm going to take the Packers. I'm almost starting to question how good this team is. They haven't played a really great team yet. I don't consider the Eagles with Vic for one half a great team. And they barely beat Detroit. But that being said, I'm still going to take them over to Washington. They're a little too inconsistent, but...
Yeah, I still like Green Bay, too, with Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball around. They're starting to pile up some injuries. You know, obviously Ryan Grant done for the season. you know, some defensive players getting hurt. So Green Bay seems like they're kind of their stock's kind of falling. But
yeah, so you agree there's definitely some question marks there on their supposed.
Yeah, I still see them as a pretty big threat just because of what that passing offense can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can probably still win, you know, any game really, but you never know. You know, if someone gets hurt there, then they're really in trouble. So.
Right.
All right, Jacksonville at Buffalo.
I'm going to take Jacksonville, probably the most improbable win of the year against the Colts with that monster field goal.
Did you see that timeout that the coach called for in Indianapolis?
No.
This was one of the worst. There was a lot of bad clock management this week, like in college and NFL. But whenever the Jaguars got the ball back with like 40 seconds left or something, the first play, they ended up inbounds. It was only like a 2-yard gain. Indianapolis calls a timeout.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
I guess thinking they could get the ball back. And then they ended up, you know, propelling the Jaguars to kick the field. It was like a 59-yard field goal for the win.
Yeah, that I remember hearing about that and then hearing the kind of fallout from that. And, yeah, I guess I would question that call, too. I mean, it didn't seem like a smart move. I mean, afterwards, obviously,
yeah,
it seemed smart.
True.
Maybe at the time.
Yeah. All right, well, keep going. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's fine. And who do you got? You said Jacksonville?
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I actually was going to pick Buffalo as an upset, and then I started looking at Buffalo's stats and what they've done, and I was like, I can't even pull the trigger on that as an upset because Buffalo is that bad.
Yeah, I don't know if what they've done is the right word because they really haven't done anything. So yeah,
I mean they've only got. I looked at their schedule. They've only got Detroit and Cleveland left as really winnable games. So like 0-16, I don't think is entirely out of the question for them at this point.
No, I think they got a good shot at that.
All right, next game: Denver at Baltimore.
Well, I picked against your Ravens last week. Not going to do it this week. You know, they've beaten two of the best teams in the league in the Jets and the Steelers. I think them not having real dazzling offensive performances is keeping them down in the rankings a little bit, but they're obviously a great defensive team, and, you know, defense wins championships as they've shown in the past. So,
yep, I'm going to go with Baltimore, too, obviously. I think Denver is kind of a one-dimensional offense, and when you're playing a good defense, if you want to win, your offense can't really be that one-dimensional. Like Denver won't be able to run at all, even if Moreno comes back. And even though you know the Ravens' secondary's had questions, I've trusted that they'll come up with a game plan to, you know, kind of halt things for Denver. So.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Chicago at Carolina, kind of a messy one.
Yeah, it is. I'll take Chicago. I know Jay Cutler's out with a concussion for this week, but I think the Bears' defense will give Clawson and the Panthers more than they can handle. That's a pretty good Bears defense, and Carolina just really is not very good. I mean, that's not a surprise. So I'm going to go Chicago, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Carolina, too. They kind of struggled offensively.
Carolina or Chicago?
Oh, not Carolina. I'm sorry, Chicago.
Yeah,
I'm getting all tongue-tied today. I have no idea what's wrong with me. Yeah, I'm going to go Chicago, too. I almost made a mistake there. It would have put me even farther behind in the pick.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything.
I'm just trying to give this thing away, sorry. But yeah, I like Chicago, too, the defense, you know, with... They got rookies starting all over the place in Carolina, so.
Yep.
All right, St. Louis at Detroit.
I'll take St. Louis. Who would have thought that this would be a game that's possibly worth watching at the start of the year?
Yeah.
I know Detroit's winless, but they've been competitive in pretty much all their games, and St. Louis has actually looked pretty good. And
yeah, St. Louis is like 4 points away from being 4-0, really.
Yeah, they've had close losses when they have lost, so.
I'm going to go St. Louis, too. I mean, they're starting to believe.
Yeah, you got to feel happy for Steven Jackson. I think he's got a lot of, I don't know, the league or the Rams owe him, so a good year would be great.
Good year would be good, especially in that division. You never know. So.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans at Arizona.
I'll take the Saints. I'm probably biased and still bitter from them beating the Vikings last year, but I don't think they're the team that they were last year. But that being said, they're playing Arizona, who is... starting Max Hall this week. Do you remember him? Because neither do I. So I don't know if that's a good sign. So
it's usually not a good sign when your quarterback is completely unknown.
Right.
I'm going to go with New Orleans, too. I know they've struggled, but you know maybe against that Arizona defense and all that, I think maybe this will be the game that gets them back on track, possibly.
Yeah, it could be. They could put up some big stats here.
Definitely. All right, then, San Diego at Oakland.
I'll take San Diego. I look at it, Oakland shouldn't give them much of a challenge, but really neither should have Seattle or Kansas City. But I had a question for you on this one. Do you think they can make a legit run in the AFC considering how hard it is this year and without, I'm assuming they're going to get rid of Vincent Jackson?
I think they could. I mean, I think they could definitely still win that division. I wrote down that they started 2-3 last year. Right now they're 2-2, and then they won 11 straight. So they started 4-8 in 08 and still made the playoffs. So, I mean, it's definitely kind of their MO to start slow.
Yeah.
And I actually like Rivers, so I don't know if Jackson's like entirely a huge part of what they're doing. Because he's really only been a stud for like 2 years. And before that, before that, they still had a pretty good offense. So.
Yeah, it might be a case of he can make a lot of different receivers look pretty good just because of the quarterback he is.
So. Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to go with San Diego, too, this week. Tennessee at Dallas.
You know, I'm going to take Dallas. This was kind of a coin flip game for me, but coming off of a bye, 2 weeks to prepare, I always like that scenario. And they do have a lot of talent on that team. I don't think, obviously, they're not the best team, but they got a lot of talent. And, I mean, it wasn't a year ago, and they were dominating early in the year. So I think the bye week is what they needed, going to get them kind of back on track, and I think they'll take care of Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tennessee has been another one of those inconsistent teams. You know, they'll lose by 20 one week and win by 20 the next. So, Dallas hasn't been good either. But that, like you said, coming off the bye, you'd like to think that they kind of gotten their act together.
Yeah, and I think Chris Johnson shouldn't guarantee 2,500-yard rushing seasons.
Yeah,
not happening. So.
All right. Sunday night game, Philadelphia at San Francisco.
I'm going to take San Francisco. I think going from Kevin Cobb to Vic, now back to Cobb with the Vic injury, that's just tough for a team. I mean, those are two completely different quarterbacks. And San Fran has not lived up to expectations, and at some point they're going to win a game, and I'm betting it's going to be this week.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. It seems like San Fran has kind of screwed themselves at a couple wins. I know against New Orleans they had a chance to pull it off, and then last week, with that interception at the end that Nate Clemens fumbled, it screwed me out of a good upset pick I had. But yeah, I like San Francisco to beat Philly with their struggles at quarterback. Cobb looked awful.
Yeah,
he came in and maybe he just wasn't ready. You know, he didn't think he was going to be playing, but it definitely wasn't a good sign.
No, yeah, I agree.
All right, and then Monday night, I know you're excited about this one.
Oh yeah,
We got Pats Minnesota Vikings. With Randy Moss.
With Randy Moss.
Against Brett Favre's former team, the New York Jets.
So
many storylines. It's just
just too many to count. And I know the sentiment back in Minnesota has been very positive. I mean, people didn't want to see Moss go, and they're happy to see him back. I think, you know, he's had his attitude problems, but a motivated Moss is a scary Moss.
Yeah.
And Favre is not. Never been afraid to take some risks with the ball, obviously, so I can see him throwing it deep several times, and, I should get my pick out of that. I'm going to take Minnesota. I think prior to Moss, I was probably leaning towards the Jets, but now factoring in a bye week and a deep threat to go along top of how well Adrian Peterson's been playing, I think it's a good combination for the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with you. I'm actually not a huge fan of the Jets, just for a lot of reasons, but I think maybe something happened with their bye week. And my only concern is that Randy Moss won't be like acclimated into the offense yet.
Right.
They can just have him run straight down the field.
Yeah, I mean, I read one kind of sports or analyst or whatever said Moss runs one route well, better than anybody probably has ever done it, and that's the deep route.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of hoping that if Revis is playing, I don't know, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see the quote-unquote slouch burn him for another touchdown or two. So.
Yeah, well, Revis came out this week and said that Moss had like given up in the second half of that game after he beat him for a touchdown. So they've got some more bulletin board material.
Yeah, is that similar to how Revis had the hamstring issue and slouched the second half?
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of fibbing going on, but
yeah,
that and the Brett Favre penis photo. So they got a lot of bulletin board material.
Oh, it's going to be great. And you didn't disagree on any picks with me this week,
No,
did
I didn't,
you?
So I'm not making up any ground.
I'll sleep well then. So.
All right. Well, we got to wrap this thing up. As always, everyone, thanks for listening. Pat, thanks for joining me. Follow us on Twitter @TheSportsGeeks, and we'll see you guys next week.